USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Leading members of the Coronavirus Task Force have warned White House officials about the health risks of holding large-scale indoor campaign rallies and advised against such mass gatherings. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Deborah Birx, both have vocalized concerns about the safety of holding this rally with as many as 19,000 people in an enclosed arena in Tulsa, Oklahoma. But President Trump and his campaign advisors are proceeding with the event, which is expected to draw tens of thousands inside and even more outside the venue, who will neither be socially distant nor required to wear face coverings. They claim attendees assume a personal risk, and that is part of life. Next week, the president is headlining another large-scale event with thousands of students in a Phoenix megachurch. That state has seen an even higher uptick in cases this week, with back-to-back records for single-day increases. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Naturals 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20.
The NCAA has announced that NCAA Championship Series will not be held in states where the Confederate flag has a prominent presence. The statement targeted Mississippi, writing, "It's the only state currently affected by the new policy." Mississippi has the only state flag that currently includes the Confederate battle emblem. The flag has come under increased scrutiny recently due to its ties to slavery. The association hosts 90 championships in 24 sports every year. NCAA President Mark Emmert said, "The championships are a special experience for college athletes, and we must do all we can to ensure NCAA actions reflect our commitment to inclusion and support all student athletes." Protesters in Washington, D.C. toppled the district's only outdoor statue of a Confederate general. Protesters tore down and then set on fire a statue of Confederate Brigadier General Albert Pike, which has stood in Judiciary Square since 1901. President Donald Trump condemned the action in a tweet, calling for the protesters to be immediately arrested. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Brazil's government officially confirmed that the country has now risen above 1 million confirmed coronavirus cases, second to only the United States. The country's health ministry said the total now stood at 1,032,913, up from more than 50,000 on Thursday. The ministry said the sharp increase was due to corrections of previous days' unreported numbers. Extra innings that start with runners on second base, games ending in ties, and re-entry are among the possibilities for a altered 2020 Major League Baseball season, one limited to a maximum of 60 games by teams that claim they can't afford more due to the coronavirus pandemic. Major League Baseball included the controversial extra inning runner rule in its proposal for a 60-game season, down from an initial 82, and also wants the same rules for 2021. The Players Association accepted the rule for 2020 only in its counterproposal for 70 games, down from an initial 114. Commissioner Rob Manfred has threatened an even shorter schedule of perhaps 50 games or fewer. The union's executive board is likely to meet this weekend. Complicating any possible resumption, Major League Baseball shut down all 30 training camps in Arizona and Florida for COVID-19 testing after Philadelphia said 5 players and 3 others tested positive. Toronto and San Francisco also reported either positive tests or symptoms that could indicate the disease. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.